Yeah, up here, sweetie. Oh, don't complain. It won't be too long. I just need help with all this clutter. That's the spirit. Now, come on. There are some boxes over here that I needed to carry. Yes, they're heavy. That's why I asked you to come and help. I need those strong arms of yours to help me take out these boxes. It's not like I can ask your father. Anyway, here's your first box. Have fun and be careful not to hurt yourself. Yeah, just put it right next to the couch. We still have to sort through some of them, but we don't have enough room up here to do it. Oh, you know. Smart ass. I swear, he gets to college and he thinks he's the smartest human being in the world. Well, let's just get another box ready for him. Oh, that was fast. I'm slow. Oof. You know what? I'll allow that one for now. I still need you to take down a few more boxes, so here you go. There. Now quit with the mean-spirited words, young man. I'll get this smaller box and help with the workload. This one's surprisingly light. I'll just put it by the couch. Oh, watch out, Speedy. Oh, ow. Look, I get that you'd rather be somewhere else, but you could at least watch where you're going. Yeah, I'm fine, but the box didn't survive the crash. Oh, it looks like it was just a box of pictures, thank God. But we do have to pick all of them up. Yes, you too. You're the one that crashed into me. So get down here and help pick up the pictures. That's a good boy. Well, at least it wasn't something more fragile. But you gotta slow your roll, baby. You'll try. I guess that works. God, these bring back some memories. Yeah, look, this was the one of you and me on that resort trip. You know, the trip your father couldn't make it to because he had to work. Like always. Oh my goodness, you look so different compared to now. Oh no, sweetie. I just meant that you look better. You're just so much bigger and more mature than you were back then. In many ways. I didn't say anything. Oh, baby, come look at this. Remember, this one was right before your first year of college. Oh, the whole family together in the front yard. Me, you, and your dad. Who would have thought that it would just be you and me before that year ended? 2 years, huh? I'm sorry, baby. You really shouldn't be seeing me like this. It was just such a rough time, you know? Oh, thanks, baby. God, you're so warm. I wish your father could see how great of a man you've become. He would be so proud seeing you help me out like this whenever you can. Yeah, I know you do it out of love, and I really appreciate that over the time he's been gone, you've tried your best to keep me from thinking about it, about him. Like going back to that resort for a quick getaway from the house. You've made me forget all about the loss of your father for a bit, and I was really happy. But a new problem arose that I never told you about. Never mind. I shouldn't even get into it. Let's just pick up the rest of these pictures and forget about it. Son, please let go of my arm. I really don't know if I can talk about it right now. Please don't make me tell you. Okay, but you have to swear not to freak out. Promise? Good. Well, after the getaway, we got home and you went back to college, and I couldn't stop thinking about you. I know it's wrong, but I couldn't help but think of when you would be back home on a weekend or whenever you had time to. I thought about when I would answer the door and just take you. I know, oh, I know, it's so wrong. But you were just so sweet to me. I couldn't help but crave your warm touch again. I wanted to make you completely mine so many times, but I never did. I was afraid of something like this happening. I was afraid of being alone in this house with nothing but the cold walls and pictures of you and your dad to remind me of the life that I once had that was gone, that I could never return to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to find out about me like this. God, I really didn't want to tell you, but this is what you wanted. So if you feel that you have to leave, then go ahead. I understand completely. Son? What was that for? Oh, you have the same feelings towards me? Sweetie, are you sure? I mean, I guess you're sure. Oh, baby. I am so relieved. Oh, I was worried you would leave me here and never return. But now I know you love me as much as I love you. And I can take you for my own. Get on the couch, sweetie. I'm gonna show you all my love. That's my good boy. Now I'm just gonna get on my knees and unbuckle these pants of yours. Oh. Just move your tush a bit so I can get these pants off. There. Oh my, you've got quite the bulge in those briefs of yours. I can see your cock is just as excited as I am. Oh, I love how he twitches. Let me just grip the shaft of this dick through these briefs. Fuck. It's so warm, baby boy. Oh, sorry, baby. Did I hurt you? Oh, you just moaned. That's adorable. You're so cute moaning over some kisses to your cock. He also seems to be enjoying it. I see that you're loving the way I'm playing with you through your briefs. Fuck. That's hot. Oh, it's also quite the mess you're making in them. Here, let me take them off for you. Oh, holy. Just wow. Baby, your cock is really nice. God. I'm not even sure what to say. But I do know what to do. I'm just gonna give him a stroke. Nice and slow. Oh, up and down. Oh, yes. I can feel you pulsing. So lively. Oh, fuck. I love your reactions. You're making me feel all flushed. Oh, is that pre-cum starting to leak? Here, let me... you taste delicious, honey. Can I put it in my mouth? If that's okay, of course. Fantastic. Let me just swill it in between my soft lips and... oh my God, sweetie. Your cock is amazing. The taste is so good. I can't believe it. I love this. God, I can't believe how well you fit inside my mouth. It's It's like you were made for me. Fuck. I have to have more of this dick. Oh, fuck, baby. Mommy's gonna put your balls in her mouth. Is that okay? I promise I'll do a wonderful job for you. Good boy. I'm liking those cute little nods. You taste so good, baby. Also keep those moans coming. Our mother loves it when her good boy moans out of pleasure. Especially if it's because your mother's doing such a good job. Good boy. You have such a big pair for your mother. Oh. They're so heavy and full. Oh. Is that because of me? Well, it's my responsibility to take care of my baby boy. It's the least I can do for someone who's been taking such good care of me for a while now. God, I love you, son. I'm just gonna put your cock right back in my mouth. I need to feel that hard cock in my throat. I hope you're ready, sweetie. Is that good, baby boy? Oh, maybe a little too much fun. Oh, it looks like you're really feeling it. Oh, I guess none of those college girls can really do it like your mother. Speaking of which, oh, why don't I take off these clothes and show you something else they can't do better than your mother. Okay, now just sit back and enjoy the show, baby. Oh, good. Just stroke that cock. Oh, and watch your sexy mother pull up this white top. Yeah, no bra, baby. I don't usually wear one around the house. It's more comfortable that way. Oh, I bet it must have been hard looking at me in the eyes when you came through the door, having these beautiful breasts filling out this top and, oh, begging to be touched. Thinking back, it must have been quite a turn on seeing your mother in such casual but teasing clothing, especially during the summer. Fuck, those sundresses must have really done a number on you, baby boy. How about this ass? Was it hard for you not to look at my ass as we went up into the attic? Is that why you kept coming up and down the staircase so fast? Oh, did you want to see your mother's juicy ass fill out these tight jeans whenever you had to get a box? Fuck, you're so naughty, baby. Oh, yeah, just keep stroking it for me as I slowly tease these jeans off my curvy body. Now all that's left are my panties. My cute pink panties. Oh, I'm sure you fantasized about this moment as much as I did, baby. Oh, the times you would come to visit and sleep over when we would watch movies together. Oh, it turns me on to think of every movie night we had where you'd be in nothing but gym shorts and a shirt, and I'd be wanting to see you on full display for me. And it must have been hard with my loose shirts, nothing on but my panties. By the way you're stroking it, I believe I must have left you sexually frustrated as I sat next to you, rubbing my body against yours, trying to feel your warm embrace and potentially other things. Oh, but you never broke. I feel so bad. So why don't I just take these pink panties off and sit on that hard, throbbing cock. There. Now I'm going to sit on your lap. It looks like you're ready for me. Your cock is bobbing with my wet pussy right in front of it. That's it, baby. Are you ready to take your mother? Because I know I'm ready to take your cock, sweetie. Excellent. Oh, now I'm gonna line up that cock and slide it in. Oh, oh, honey. Hold my hips. Oh. Oh, you're filling mommy up. It's been a while since I've had a cock in me like this. Oh my. Oh fuck. Oh, you're doing a great job, baby. Oh, just a bit more. Oh, and you're all the way in. Oh yeah, I'm fine. But I could use those sweet lips of yours. Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, just like that. Oh, you're making me feel so good. Oh fuck. Oh, your hands on my hips. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, oh, I can feel your cock. Oh, shift deeper inside me. Every time I come down on it. Oh, baby. You love your mother riding your nice hard cock. It's a dirty fantasy, even. Oh. Oh, you're so kind, honey. Oh, better than any of those college girls? What can I say? Your mother just knows best. Oh, fuck. Keep going, baby. Oh, dig your fingers into mommy's hips. Oh. Oh, baby. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Just keep up that pace. Oh, that's it. Oh, God. I'm about to come. Oh. 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 God. Oh, I'm shaking. Oh, yeah. I'm good, sweetie. Fuck. You really did a number on me. Oh, but you haven't come yet. How about I get up and you can fuck me, missionary? I'm a little tired, and I think this will be the perfect wait for us both to come. All right. I'm just gonna get up and lay on the couch. I'm ready, baby. Plunge that cock deep inside of me. Oh. Fuck. Oh, you're moving much faster now. Oh, yeah. It's fine. Oh. I'm actually enjoying this a little more than me on top. Oh, I love seeing my big boy in control. Oh, thrusting however he wants. Oh, in and out of me. Oh yeah, just like that. Oh, another plus side is that, well, you're being all sexy fucking this type pussy. Is that I can really appreciate this body. Oh, fuck, look at you. Look at your chest and your arms. Oh, and I can't forget about this stomach either. I'm so happy. Yeah, sweetie. Fuck my cunt. Oh, think of all the times I've teased you. Oh, wearing those tops that showed off my breasts. And the skimpy shorts or panties that showed off so much of my curves to you. Oh, your speed is picking up. Oh, I can feel those balls slapping with a bit more tightness. Are you about ready to come, baby? Do you want to come deep inside your mother's womb? You want to fill up, mommy? Be a good boy. And fill mommy up. Please. Oh, I've been so needy. I just need someone to take care of me. So will you be a good boy and do mommy a favor? Oh, yes. The cum gushed deep in your mother. Oh, just like that. You're gonna make me cum too. Oh. Oh my God. I came again. You made me come twice. Come here and kiss me. Oh, you were incredible. I can't believe how much of a stud my boy has become. Fucking hell. Oh, your legs look so shaky. Oh, here. Just lay on me. I want to hold you in my arms. That's it. Just like old times. Yeah, I can run my hands through your hair. I guess some things never change. There. God, you're so cute when you're tuckered out. Good boy. Hey, listen. Before you end up falling asleep on me, I wanted you to know I had a great time with you. And you've made the happiest I've been in years. I know that you have to go back to college and finish up. You might even find a girl. But can you promise me you'll always make time for mommy? Oh, sweetie. Thank you. Now I can go to sleep satisfied and all warm in more ways than one.